What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson. And we've already ruined it.
Ah, shit. Usually I fuck up the intro. Oh, I guess I just did.
You did. You absolutely. Oh,
I did.
No, I'm kidding.
I can fuck up the intro without even doing the intro. Isn't that incredible? I have such a gift. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And we're so excited to be here, everybody. In the spirit of taking care of yourself and not overworking, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. We're sorry in advance. It's going to be probably closer to like 30, 40 minutes. It's not even... I say like in the spirit of not overworking ourselves, Kelsey's going on 2 hours of sleep. She flew back in today. I just missed a set because I realized I'm getting calls from the club and they're like, where are you? Because you're supposed to be here 40 minutes ago. And I have a set in an hour that I'm going to be late to. So we're not really taking that good of care of ourselves, but we're trying.
Yeah. I'm taking pretty good care
Delaney's crushing it.
I'm pretty much crushing it.
Delaney's taking enough care of herself for the two of us.
You know what I'm doing after this? I'm having a paint night with the boys.
Are you serious?
My boyfriend and my roommate, we're going to sit down and we're going to paint. They want me to show them like how to do like a simple painting. And that's what we're going to do after that.
That
fun.
I was gonna make fun of you, and I was gonna do a joke and be like, "What are you gonna do? Like a painting class?"
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you're doing. That 100%. Is so precious.
Amazing. It'll be relaxing and fun.
Oh my gosh!
Hopefully, they're still down to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Nice. I want to paint, but I'm garbage at it, and it'll just make me feel sad. I don't know what I could do that's the equivalent of painting, but I am gonna find it.
Let's take a bath.
Yeah,
that's not like
what's a, like a
I take baths sometimes, but I feel like I'm gonna get a yeast infection.
Dude, I fucking worry about that too,
right?
Because I'm like, either the bathtub won't be clean enough for me, and I'll be worried about it, or
hotels.
I'll clean it. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Or I will clean it, and then I'll be worried about like the chemical residue getting all up in me.
That's why you use chemical-free stuff, the natural stuff at Trader Joe's.
But I'm like, does that kill bacteria enough?
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't.
I take so
vaginas
many baths.
Are weird in bathtubs.
They're
because
so
like there's just water sloshing in and out of there.
Yeah, I take so many baths. I'm a big bath guy, and I've never had a yeast infection. That could just be my body, but I've never had one before.
Stupid.
I always shower. I shower right after I take a bath.
Yeah,
if I take
too.
One, and I just like.
I think you should just try it.
I Kegel. I'm just like
just try
anything that's up there. Get out.
I just wring myself out.
Go in a hot tub or go swimming.
Like a
go-gurt
sleeve.
It's the same.
I know, but in a hot tub, I'm also concerned about yeast infections.
Oh, I think you should just try it. And
I don't
you
know.
Get one.
Vaginas are so weird.
You know, deal with it. Oh, you remember we were talking about how you're worrying about shit that's not happening yet?
That's true.
A goddamn bath.
Well, I wasn't worrying about getting my... I was telling you guys before we started recording, I am on Loloestrin for birth control. I haven't had a period for literally years. And I was like, I started bleeding today. And I think it's because I'm so stressed.
Yeah,
completely. It's like, I was like, what's happening? Are we, I don't know. I have a defuck this week, actually. So I'm running a set for something very important. And I went to San Diego.
When did you announce that? Soon?
I think I can talk about it. Actually, I think there's an article coming out about it tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Oh, fun.
So we can do it. So I think I can say it. I'm going to say it. I'm doing the Netflix 15. Won't be out for a long time, but we're filming it in like 2 weeks, and I'm just running this like 13 to 14 minutes into the ground. And I was running it in San Diego at the Comedy Palace, and the host went up and was like, hey, just so you guys know, told everybody what I was doing. And it was a small crowd. It was like, you know, 10 people. It was very small. And I was just like, whatever, we're going to get through this. I'm like exhausted. I'm just going to, I have to run this set. And everyone was being very polite. They were being great. There was one dude on the right who is like a guy in his like his 50s, and he's texting my whole set. He's on his phone his whole set. And I was like, well, that's annoying because this is a group. This isn't even a crowd. This is a group.
Yeah.
And I was just like, just ignore it. It's fine. And then about 3/4 of the way through my set, I'm almost done. I've got like two more minutes. And I said something like, well, I can't get married yet because, and he goes, I'll marry ya. And I went, what? And he's like, man. And I was like, I just went off on him, you guys. Like if I were famous, it would have been on TMZ. Like,
really?
It was a meltdown.
What kind of stuff were you saying?
Just I was like, you know what? Fuck this set. Fuck Netflix. Fuck my dreams. Let's talk to you, you piece of shit. Like, just whoa, went off. He was with his wife, and I was like, is this your husband? Are you married to him? I was like, I am so sorry that you have to spend the rest of your life shackled to this man. Like,
oh,
this
my is ridiculous.
You know what? Here's a way we can round out this episode. I'll send you the audio file, and you can put me going off on this dude on this episode.
Oh, it was my God.
Brutal. Because I was just so mad. I've had too many dudes say, like, well, I'll fuck you. Yeah. I'm so sick of that. So sick of dudes being like, I'll throw you a bone. It's like, how about you die? That would do that. Throw me a bone that way. Throw a bone into your skull. You're a terrible, terrible person. And then I got off stage and I felt horrible, and all the comics were like, that was great. And I was just like, of course you think so. And he tried to come up to me afterward, and they got in his way, which I really appreciated. Thank you, San Diego comedy scene. Mm-hmm. And I was mad for the next 3 hours, and I had to go do more shows. And so that was my defuck, and I hope that man's dead.
Yeah.
I hope he's dead.
It's the boat scratch analogy from last episode.
Yeah.
From the You Are a Badass.
Oh, there we go.
You can only control how you react.
I could have let it go. I could have let it go so easily, and normally I would have.
Right.
But I was going on so little.
You're running on fumes, dude. Both of you guys are running on fumes.
And I've been doing a good job of like waking up in the morning, doing my pages, going to the gym. Like, I'd done everything right. But even doing everything right doesn't mean you're going to be in a great headspace. It means if something little goes wrong, like, just,
oh,
I've never been so angry on stage ever.
Oof, yeah.
Like,
that's tough.
In my whole life.
Yeah.
Can I ask both of you something?
Yes.
What would a perfect day look like for you as far as like having a downtime? A couple days, like, what would you be doing? What would you spend time doing?
Eating and watching things and having sex.
Okay.
That's it. Like, I would be on vacation. It's hard for me to picture it in LA. Like,
so
I'd want to
like
be
away
somewhere
for the weekend.
In a hotel.
Yeah.
Eating food with Kane.
Right.
Having sex, watching movies.
Okay, now go do those things.
We can't. There's
we
no time. I can do one of those things every few days.
But when is it going to be? When is enough going to be enough? To when you have a fucking breakdown on somebody else? You know?
Maybe.
You get so sick that you got to be in the hospital?
That's true.
I'm going to keep momming the fuck out of you guys until you take your breaks.
Here's the thing. I want to take a break, Delaney. I do. I don't have time.
You need more than a 2-3 day break.
Kelsey.
I canceled a weekend of work at like a very
good
club.
That was good.
That made me want to
throw up. You are taking the right steps.
I hated it.
Yeah.
That's talking about a treat yourself.
Kelsey's taking big steps to get there. She really is.
I hate it.
Gotta get there too.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It sucks.
God, do it.
Can I be honest with you guys? I in order to get ready for this Netflix taping, I have canceled, I canceled 11 college gigs.
That's right.
To stay in town. I still have to run the hell out of the set, but I am in town. I canceled 11 college gigs. That's huge. And I canceled a corporate gig that was in the Bahamas like 2 days before I had to do the set. It was like ridiculous money. Do you want, I'm going to write it down. This is how much they were going to pay me for 11. One set.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wow. I can't do it because they sent me the travel and it was like, you're going to fly to this island and then you're going to ferry to a smaller island. Then you're going to spend the night. Then you're going to go fly to a different island the next day. And then, but it's just a little puddle jumper. And then you're going to board a cruise ship for a night, do the show, spend one night on the cruise ship. Then the next day you're going to ferry to the back to the island, get to the big island, fly to Atlanta. And then you're doing Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good? Does that sound like that would go well? God. Does that sound worth it? So I'm trying to play the long game of my career now.
Yeah.
Of being good. Like, okay, this is more important in the long run. I'm giving myself every opportunity to succeed. And it, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you have spent, I feel like I've spent that money in canceling those gigs, all that money that I've lost because I canceled everything. Yeah. I have spent that money on, I have invested in myself that I'm going to do a good job.
Right.
And if it doesn't go well, I will be in the hospital.
It's going to be great.
I will be in the hospital.
Obviously, Netflix is very important and that's awesome. But hopefully you'll get to a point where you're not canceling work to work. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yes, you're canceling stuff, but you're filling it with work.
I know.
You need to eventually get to the point where you can maybe cancel stuff or not book anything to just take care of yourselves.
I don't like it.
I'm so proud of you for canceling that weekend.
Yeah, that's good.
Boo.
Kelsey is taking the steps.
I'm not.
She's taking the steps to
I'm
get
not
there.
Proud
though.
Of myself.
It'll be easier. It'll get easier. It'll become like a routine.
Why can't my body just work better?
Oh, jeez.
Why does it need so much sleep and food?
Please, so everybody, please write into them and just tell them that I'm right. Anybody listening, please tell. How have you dealt with something like that? Be great.
That would be great.
Write to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
If you were to treat yourself, though, besides the canceling a week that you felt better about.
Yes. I bought floor tickets to see Justin Timberlake in April.
Yeah.
So excited.
That's gonna be fun.
He's one of my like top three artists of all time. I saw him with Jay-Z in Canada maybe 3 years ago. That's and it was awesome. Incredible. But I've never seen just JT. I saw it in NSYNC twice. Again, not just my man.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be fun.
I'm so excited. One of my best friends from Washington is going to fly down and be here with me for the weekend. We're gonna go together. So it's
so
like
awesome.
Such a great, and also I'm so happy that she is coming for the whole weekend because now I definitely can't work.
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot accept.
Is that
work
the weekend you canceled?
Good. No, different weekend.
When Good. Is that weekend?
This weekend, JT weekend is end of April.
But when is the weekend that you canceled?
Beginning of March.
See, you feel bad about it now, but once you get to that weekend and you have that weekend off, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad I did this.
Well, I was going to be a fucking crazy person. Yeah. I'm getting back from Paris. I was going to have to fly there like 36 hours later with crazy jet lag.
No.
I mean, that would have been like borderline hospital type of a situation of like, okay, your body's going to be so fucked up. Yeah. So
it's hard to do a show the night you fly back from New York.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Let alone fucking Paris. I mean, I can't even remember how long that flight is. Paris to LA. That's like 15 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
So
well,
to
I'm
do
proud
that
of you for doing that.
Oh, man.
Steps in the right direction.
Yeah. Did you ever treat yourself, Delaney?
I'm treating myself to, I'm filming my own comedy special. Well, I'm not filming it. I have a wonderful producer who's doing all the work for me.
So cool.
Actually, this is a book that we should definitely review on the podcast because this part of this book, actually, this book is probably the reason I'm doing it. It's called The Four Tendencies.
Oh, yes.
We will get to it.
Oh, yeah.
But something in there you know, kind of like actually what Brian Regan talked about that one time where you just do the salami method. You just bite it. So you take a little piece off the chunk. What's something that you can get done just today?
Right. Uh-huh.
So I did a little research like, oh, this is somebody that I would love to work with on the project. I emailed him and I'm like, oh, it'll probably take several weeks to get a meeting going and then get details out. I had a meeting like within 3 days later. That first meeting, we set everything up. I mean, we already had dates in mind, everything. So like within a week, I was planning this comedy special idea that I've had for almost a couple years now, something that I thought like, it'd probably never happen, but it's nice to think about. So I'm fucking doing it. And
so exciting.
Terrified, but looking forward to it because I think I'll be more upset if I don't do it than if I do it and it turns out weird or shitty.
Completely. You don't have to release it if that happens. Exactly. And also, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, again. Weird. Yeah.
No, you never know. But I don't want to sit on something anymore. Like, I don't want to sit on ideas anymore, especially if they linger. Like, if I've had it for a while, I just want to do it.
Yeah.
And the Ice House in Pasadena, April 15th, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Mark those calendars.
Yeah. Come to the show. Kelsey and Taylor are probably performing as well if they're in town. And so it'll be like a self-helpless live situation. And you're going to be seeing just part of the comedy special. The other part is much weirder and is going to be done at an earlier date, but when it's released, you will understand what the fuck it is.
I'm
you
so
might
excited.
Be a little confused at first, but yeah, so that is my treat yourself.
I'm so excited
investing in my sanity.
Yeah,
with that
dude,
one
dude, you're the
killing
best.
It
yeah, because like you said, like I need a project to make this done, wrapped in a little bow. That's my stand-up. I did it.
Yeah. You want something to show
next.
For it.
I want something to show for it, and I also want to be able to move on and move forward, and I think doing this will be the milestone that I need to move forward.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I completely get that.
We'll see.
I think that's awesome. So we wanted to take some time and kind of talk about some of the things we've seen on our private Facebook group that we love so much.
Yeah,
it's private, it's a closed group. We approve everyone who requests to be in it, just so you guys know.
Yes.
If you end up being weird, we'll boot you right out of there.
Or
so
abusive, yeah. Or yeah,
yeah, we'll like, get you. I mean, anyone
spamming us, bye-bye, see you later,
bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, everyone is innocent until proven guilty, and we will give you the chance to prove yourselves guilty. But it's been so cool, you guys. I mean, you've been great about reviews and like emailing, but like the Facebook group has been really cool. First off, one of you guys suggested it in the first place. We weren't gonna do it on our own because we have a lot going on, but there's just some of the responses, because people feel a little safer to be open, I think,
yeah,
in the Facebook group. I mean, someone even this week was like talked about doing the Taibo workouts on YouTube. Remember when I was all into that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I haven't had time. And then she was like, yeah, they really do make you tired. And she goes, I just did a cardio blast and I give myself gold stars in my planner.
So amazing.
So I love it so much. And then she was talking about the anxiety episode and how much she liked it. And she shared with me, because I was talking about how hard it was for me to get on these meds, and she was saying she was on Lexapro for a year and she didn't take to it well, and they helped with her sleep, but it just like didn't work out for her, and now she's just trying to go at it naturally.
Right.
And she also said she also gets nightmares pretty bad, which I mean, just hearing another adult say like, I also have like problems with nightmares, it's really helpful, because I just feel like a child being like, I want nightmares, but they've gotten bad, man. Like, it's gotten to a point where I wake up in the morning and it takes me a good like 15 minutes I have to like sort through what is a memory and what's a dream.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're like, jeez. They feel so long and vivid that I wake up, and it used to be I'd wake up relieved, like, oh, it didn't happen. But lately it's been like I wake up and I go, did that actually happen? Am I what when was that? Like, it's very weird.
Whoa.
I'm very concerned,
Jesus,
about it. So
yeah, this group is great, because basically this episode is all about our listeners giving advice to each other and to us. So some of the stuff you guys have come up with has been awesome and very creative. A lot of people are making goals boards.
Yes.
Things like daily meditation, clean eating, daily journal, practicing gratitude, feng shuiing your room, all that cool stuff. There is another thing, it says 52 lists for happiness.
I've almost bought that a couple times.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
Somebody suggested this. I think this would be a great start to anyone's new year. Started mine this week. It's called 52 Lists for Happiness, weekly journaling inspiration for positivity, balance, and joy. So I love
awesome.
That you guys are sharing stuff that works for you, because, hey, you never know if it's going to, you know, work for other people too.
No idea.
Another app. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Shine Daily Motivation app. Somebody said they started using it. It's called Shine. When I said it, I'll set it up. I had it send me a notification every morning at 9 so that I could take a couple minutes at work to be mindful. It gives tips and daily motivation articles.
That right now.
Yeah, look that provide that. Some decent insight. You don't have to open it when it notifies you. I just choose a time that I thought would work. That's awesome. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, on Instagram, I follow a lot of, like, cool, like, quotes and stuff.
Yeah, me too. Good quote.
And
good quote
there's
is
that
great.
Weird little sponsored ad with that, like, ball that's meditating, that's telling you to just breathe. And it's like, it goes, it breathes in and breathes out. Every time I see it, it seems weird, but it really does help. Like, just a reminder to just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Because you probably won't do it on your own. Hey, that's good shit.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I like
anything that strikes you in there.
People have been coming to live shows and then they'll take pictures with me and like post them.
So
yeah, that happened and that was really cool. And like someone came and saw and then like tried stand up for the first time, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked this quote someone put. It was from BuzzFeed. It says, "You are allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time."
Fuck yeah.
Oh man, it is so hard to feel like a masterpiece when you're trying to get better at stuff.
I love this. One of our listeners posted a selfie in her Crawl in the Direction of Your Dream shirt. This is my life now. First day back in college. Perfect shirt. You guys helped me get here. Fucking rad. People are going back to school and shit and sharing their experiences. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, somebody bought a bunch of feng shui goodies. Doing Kelsey's stuff.
Yes.
The book that Kelsey recommended, Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. And it looks like there's a candle in there that they got and a couple other like fun things, some like moon rock looking stuff. It's just so cool.
That's awesome.
We love you guys so much.
We love you guys. I mean, even the simplest, like somebody posted just like, hey, I'm having a shitty day. How do you guys deal with that? And there were like a bunch of comments going like, this is what I do. And it's so nice, you guys. It feels like we got a bunch of new friends. It's really, really cool. We can't tell you how like rewarding doing this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Here are some of the recommendations. Drinking a bottle. Okay. That was a joke. Drinking a bottle of pure maple syrup. That was from a Canadian. Just kidding. But when I need to pick me up, I make something like pancakes and watch TV. A lot of people said a nice bubble bath with essential oils. I usually put on some Netflix in the background. Deep breaths. Try to stay present. Try to be okay with feeling uncomfortable. All of that stuff. When I feel like I just need some self-care, a bath, a book, a good dinner, TV is usually.
I thought you were going to say a good dick.
And a good dick to top it all off. Yeah. It's like the
cherry. You're in a committed relationship. The good dick.
You know, this is... I'm realizing I wish I was a little bit more like I contributed more to the Facebook group, but it's a little contradictory to my own like what I'm trying to do with my self-care because I'm trying to not be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is hard.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I probably check Facebook now like maybe once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Like I'm on it very rarely, but I should just focus on if I'm going to get on it just to go to the group and not like look at shit
on the feed. Along with that, I can't even stress enough how helpful it has been weeding people out on social media. I know I keep saying that, but I keep doing it, and I'm down.
I can't
like,
stop decluttering. It feels so good.
It is amazing. So I unfollowed a bunch of things I just didn't feel like seeing anymore, and I followed a bunch of really positive things. I followed places I want to travel. I followed like good food places. I followed all kinds of good nice quote accounts, positive thinking. And now when I scroll through any type of social media, it's just all good shit in my head.
So smart.
And you're killing it with these suggestions,
dude, and all this is coming from my brain. I'm not, you know, it's just like, I think once you have like, you have some clarity, you know how to take care of yourself.
Kelsey, but I think we have to quit stand up.
Just take a break. You can take a break.
No, we really can't.
We really can't though.
I think there's a fear that the opportunities won't be there, but they will.
Well,
you
know?
but when you don't take them, then other people take them and then you get,
and also
forgotten.
You have a job.
Yes.
Big difference.
Yeah.
For sure.
But don't you think that if they want you for a weekend, they'll want you in a weekend and a month or two?
Not necessarily.
No, they'll be like, nah, forget it.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Can you guys just take the really big ones and say, eh, to the other?
But a lot of these are really big ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this business is. I mean, I did a show at the Irvine Improv for this like foundation or this benefit. And it was me and like a bunch of famous people. And on the line, it was, you know, Jeff Dunham and stuff. And Billy Gardell was on the show and he was talking in the green room. He was talking to, he's talking to Bert about how Bert was like adding all these extra shows. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, that's what you got to do. You just got to like, just make that money while you're hot. And, yeah. You know, because you never know. He goes, in a matter of months, it could all change.
That's
and
really scary.
And that's someone who has a huge fan base and right. has been on TV and is famous. So like for us who are not no one, but right. pretty close.
Yeah.
Like, right, right.
Still
are you worried
terrible.
That it's just going to keep getting better and better and better and you'll never be able to say no? Like that, to me, that got
no. That's what we want.
We want to get to a point where we can be selective.
No. Yeah.
Okay. So you think there will be like a selective point at some point in your career?
Yeah.
Even though you're hearing people like yeah. him say that.
But we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's scary because that means like your sanity is not going to be there for a while, if ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I don't know. I could schedule a week. Every time I schedule something for myself, really, if I schedule anything, the only thing I've ever scheduled that I knew I couldn't take work during was when I went to England for like almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I missed like Brian Regan dates in there.
Oh, fuck.
Like you miss stuff.
Yeah.
But it has to be that severe. It has to be like $1,000 plane ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
Somewhere with people you can never go with. Like, because anything right. else, if I'm like, I have a sleepover this weekend. Like I'm gonna cancel that sleepover yeah. for work.
That's how I feel about the yeah. Justin Timberlake concert and my friend coming. It's like, well, she already bought airfare.
Right.
We bought tickets. Like no matter what comes up, I'm not canceling. So.
Yep. It has to be.
I don't envy that pressure at all. And yeah. I know that because
this is the face well, of that pressure.
Well, here's the thing. I know that we're all very alike. And yes. I know that if I was in your guys' position, I would feel the exact same way. And I remember making a conscious decision because I was so afraid of myself feeling that way that I didn't want to pursue it even. That was a big part of not wanting to pursue it. And taking a kind of the job that I have now is because I'm like, I know myself well enough to know that if I get opportunities, I won't say no. And then I'll just never be home.
Yeah.
And that scared me because you guys at least are okay not, you know, being home, right? And you're being away and traveling by yourself. You at least enjoy part of that stuff.
Part of it.
Yeah. Super rewarding.
I don't like any of it. So I was going to have to say yes, even though I hated all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Know?
So at least you guys are enjoying it and enjoying yourself. It's just trying to squeeze breaks in as you can.
It's just, you know, it's just not the time right now.
Yeah.
But I hope you find some time because
I
still do get like a genuine flood of happiness when I'm in a city and I'm either trying like new restaurants I've never had before, or I'm going back to a place that I was, you know, somewhere last year. And now I'm like, oh, I get to have that food again. And it's exciting. It's like it's so cool. And then you get to perform in front of a great crowd and you get paid. Like there really are so many endorphin rushes that make it feel right. great, but it's just like everything in between.
Yeah.
It's really fucking tough.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Being on the road, when I'm actually on the road, it actually is almost easier once I get there because I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to do all day. Yeah, I just have to make sure I'm sleeping and
eating right. Yeah.
And eating right. And, you know, but you do have time to work out and stuff and go look at something. And
yeah,
you do get those bursts of like, I'm in a new city just doing what.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
whatever.
Well, some other advice from our listeners for self-care. Trying to do something productive that you've been putting off for a really long time just makes you, you know, puts you in a better mood. That's a good one. Let's see. What is this? On a more serious night, try to think about what advice I'd give a friend who was telling me about their bad day. Mm. And then I would take it. Basically taking your own advice, which is really good.
I'm so bad at that.
It's hard to listen to ourselves sometimes. So if you pretend they're someone else's problems, it makes it a little easier. I love that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's another one. 10 minutes of meditation in a quiet space. Gratitude list. I put in makeup and put on makeup and fix my hair for no reason. That's not somebody else.
That's a Kelsey one. Yeah.
Who dat?
That's really good. That was Therese, our girl.
Oh, Therese. Oh,
I love her.
Bitch.
Taylor, get yourself a movie pass. Movie theater is one of the last places you can truly get away from your phone.
Oh, that was my suggestion.
That's you.
I wrote it.
Yes.
Oh, Kelsey. You're fine.
It's all really good.
Yeah, I like that. Like Kelsey responds to like the like, ooh, do your makeup for no reason, and I'm like, go sit in the dark. Go sit in the dark, don't look at your phone. Get some gummies.
Don't let anyone see your face.
Come on, sit in a bath and get a yeast infection. Some really great advice on there about a lot of our listeners are parents, and one of the parents was talking about how they have a kid who's going through a lot of anxiety, and so many really great pieces of advice from other parents in this group about that maybe the kid has OCD, to get it checked out, things that helped them. It's just it's really great, and a lot of people don't think of OCD when it's a kid because it's like, oh, this is a kid thing, they'll grow out of it or whatever it might be. A lot of
I need to read those. My OCD has been acting up again.
Has it been?
Yeah, it has. Like, to the point where, like, do you remember me telling you guys, like, I think, like, oh, if I pick the wrong fork, like, something
really
bad
stuck
will happen.
With me. Yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah, it got better for a long time, and recently it's been happening again, or, like, I've been, like, locking the door and, like, getting almost to my car and then, like, having to go all the way back to my apartment because I feel like I left something plugged in or, like, the oven on. Just real basic stuff.
Yeah,
but
Again,
we're going to get in therapy. It's fine. But, yeah, please go to the Self-Helpless Facebook group. If you look up Self-Helpless group, it'll show you. Or you just look up Self-Helpless, like our Facebook page, join our group, you will not be sorry. And you know what, if you are sorry, we'll reimburse your money. Oh wait, all this is free, so you're being selfish.
There's a motivation wall on here, somebody wrote,
oh, that's awesome,
like on a chalkboard with stuff. Funny memes on here, like everybody is just so creative.
Chalk is fun because it's messy, it makes you feel like a kid again.
It does make you feel like a kid, like the good parts of being a kid.
Yeah,
so we have like 10 minutes. Do we want to do a quick advice question and get out of here?
Oh yeah, there's actually a really cool thing that we're going to be doing this year that leads into this. So
yeah,
let me go ahead and pull it up. Actually, I think I may have screenshotted it. Sorry, I'm just gathering my thoughts here.
Yeah, lots of screenshots.
This email made me cry. And I sent it, well, I forwarded it to you guys right away.
Yeah.
And
by the way, if you want to email us, it is selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
So
hit us up.
Yeah. I'm at T Tom Comedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, ttomcomedy.com for live dates.
I am at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, kelseycook.com for dates. I'm in Denver this weekend at Comedy Works with Jim, and then in New York the whole following week, and doing a couple great theaters with him in the New York area with Jim Norton. So yeah, I feel like my words aren't. Are my words making sense right now?
They totally are. Okay. You're pushing through it beautifully.
Thank you.
I know exactly how you feel.
We're plugging stuff.
Yeah. Delaney Fisher across the board.
Dicks by Delaney on Etsy. I'm doing stand up for the next few months, but probably not much after that. So if you want to come to a show, DelaneyFisher.com.
Her farewell tour.
Farewell. Probably my farewell for a while. Okay. This email was fantastic. This is from Jessica. I think it's okay we're saying her name. She didn't mention not to. She said, "What's up? I'm doing it. I'm emailing you. Here we go." Sounds like one of my intros.
It
huh?
does. So she's doing, I think. Yeah.
Fantastic. I cannot explain enough how much I adore you three in this podcast. I just discovered it in December, and it has literally been all I have been binge listening to on my 2-hour commute to work. And while I try to attain my New Year's goal of becoming a feng shui witch like Kelsey, fantastic. Sup, you boo? Ladies are a breath of fresh air, and I was in tears laughing about Delaney and Kelsey meeting John Hamm with a mouthful of meat. Good times. Thanks for bringing that up again, Jessica.
What a wonderful memory we made.
On the serious side, I have never been more inspired to start doing some shit. 2017 was the most difficult year of my life. I'm 33 and three years sober. Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Which is
way
great.
To go. So amazing.
I left my abusive now ex-husband, my arm in four places, ruptured a disc in my back from that fall, had to take 3 months off work at my new job, which I love, spent a year totally broke, moved in with my mom after leaving said ex-husband, which was a train wreck, my parents divorced after 32 years of marriage, and I almost died from five lung clots.
Holy shit, your life is an indie movie.
Yeah, that was my fucking
God.
Year.
That's ridiculous.
That was a year, and this is like,
so sorry.
This was very powerful to read, and I'm still very surprised by it, which is, I don't know. Since listening to your podcast, I found myself counting my blessings and setting new goals to start my life over. I have an amazing job that I didn't get fired from. I am now financially stable. I finally have my college degree. I have an amazing boyfriend who is kind and supportive. I have a home again and an awesome bionic arm that has healed beautifully. 12
nice.
Screws.
Up.
12 screws and a metal plate later. Holy
Nicely
shit.
Nicely done, wow. Anakin.
Yeah. You all have inspired me to keep living my life to the fullest. I have started trauma counseling to deal with my PTSD, and I have a goals board set up in my room, which is feng shuiing nicely.
Hey.
I'm working towards losing the frustrating 60 pounds I gain, and you have all given me the push I need to eat healthy and start doing yoga and meditation. I'm also getting a promotion at work. Congratulations. That's fucking awesome.
Yes.
All that shit, and you're still keeping it together.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'll end my novel with my own quotable that has pushed me through some of the darkest moments of the past 3 years. A strong woman looks a challenge dead in the eye and gives it a wink. Gina Carey.
Love.
Fucking brilliant.
That's a great one.
And damn true. You are changing lives. Thank you for making me laugh when I want to cry and giving me hashtag goals to help change my life. Keep killing it.
Oh my
Jessica.
God.
Fucking. I cried and I was like crying and it, sending it to you at the same time. Fucking amazing.
Jessica.
Thank you for that email. And anybody who might be having a hard time, it is possible.
And her year was way worse than yours. So suck it up.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Everyone has their own struggles. But seriously, wow. That was.
But yeah, this, you know, oh my God. Receive emails about you. Like, we love receiving emails about you guys, what you're going through and what kind of goals you have, which brings us to a really cool thing that we're doing this year, mm-hmm. where we want to hear more of your stories. Anything inspiring, the goals that you have all of 2018 to do something that you think is worth writing in about. And then we are going to pick somebody to come be a guest on the podcast and tell us about their awesome year, their awesome experience. So please write into selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com to be entered into this. And there's going to be so many great stories. We're probably just gonna pull a name out of a hat, but
honestly,
we would love to meet you. That's been, for me, the most fun part about this is just interacting with all of you and hearing what you have to say. So.
It really has. I mean,
so cool.
It's so, so cool.
So, yeah.
I usually don't like meeting new people really, or like talking to new people really, but everybody here's so cool. Like,
there are people.
There are people.
We all connect on this with some of the same stuff. So we get to meet one of you in person.
We can meet more of you if you come to a show.
Yeah, come to a show. Yeah. But we'll get to, you know, interview and you ask about.
So. And I mean, anybody who's been to a live show, I mean, Delaney's been kind of out of commission the last few months, but me and Kelsey talk about, I mean, if you've come to a show, you know, like how excited we get to see you. Like anytime someone's like, I love the podcast, I will embrace you. I will hug your body.
Sure.
And
no matter what you
thank
smell
you
like.
Too much.
Yeah.
Probably just make you feel like I paid to see you. Because it's just exciting. The greatest thing. I mean, people saying like, oh, I saw you on this show or that show. It's like, yeah, that's nice and I appreciate it, but there's nothing like having someone come up and saying like, hey, I listen to the podcast, I love it, or being like, ah, I love you and Kelsey and Delaney. It feels like meeting like a long lost friend.
Yeah.
So
it's very cool.
And also, if you've already written in about something like your story, just shoot another email if you want to be entered in, like, eligible for this.
Yeah.
And just remind me what it is, because because I'm going to put them all in a nice little neat folder.
Google Doc.
OCD that shit up.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the cool announcement we wanted to make for 2018.
So awesome. Yes. We love you guys.
Also, if you guys, if you have something nice you want to say, but maybe you don't feel like writing a full email, maybe that's just not like where you're at, you can always help us by giving us a review on iTunes and Absolutely. A 5-star. If anything, just click the 5th star. Like that's all you have to do. Yeah. You don't have to even write anything. Just click the 5th star, subscribe to us. Yeah. Anything. It really helps our numbers. We were on the top iTunes charts for like, what was it? Like 10 days straight or something.
Couple weeks.
It was really, you guys, like, I don't know if we can really express like how much that means to us to see that, but like, there are so many podcasts out there.
There are so many.
What do you want? Million?
Oh,
millions?
Easily.
Jesus.
Okay. So for us to be, we're what, 6 months into this podcast, and this is, I think, like that was like the second or third time that we've been in the top charts for a few days. It is the coolest feeling. Like you guys,
and it's
the best. This, thank you so much,
this
you guys.
This project is all of our babies. This is coming from it's our creative project. It's not the industry's project. You know what I mean? It's completely ours. We have all the control over it, and that's what's really cool is that it's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Following what the man wants. You know what I mean? Especially in the entertainment industry. It's something that maybe if we had pitched this several months ago to somebody, they would have been like, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
We just did it. Yeah. Because we believed in it.
We wanted it. And so you fucking should too. And write in about what you do this year. If you're like, oh, I don't have anything to write in about or whatever. Hey, maybe this will give you the kick in the ass to do something cool to write, you know, towards the end of 2018.
Yeah. Oh man.
Cool.
I love you guys.
I love you guys too. Join the Facebook group. It's very supportive and you guys are all creative and awesome people.
Yes. Thanks you guys so much for listening. Sorry this was a shorter episode. I have to go to a show and Kelsey needs to go to bed and Delaney needs to teach a painting class. Oh, you do? Oh God, this is where you guys, we're very sorry. We love you so much. Thank you for listening.
Bye, love you.
Bye.